This is Amber Rolt reporting for the EG from MAPIC 2017. I'm joined here with Michael Harrison, who's the COO and co-founder of Gravity Trampoline Parks. Michael, thank you very much for joining the EG this afternoon. In a very short period of time, 2.5 years, you've managed to amass a leisure business empire which is now worth around £30 million. So first of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Can you just briefly tell me the story of what it is that got you from there to here today?
Yeah, well, it's been an exciting 2.5 years. I started back in 2000, end of 2014, and my best friend was sailing boats out in the Caribbean. I was working for the family business on the Yorkshire coast, very cold and hungry, and we decided it was time that we should do something different. Harvey wanted to come back to the UK and settle down with his wife, and it was time for me to move on from the family business which I'd worked in. So Harvey had seen the concept out in the US, and we decided we was going to give it a go in the UK. My background is leisure. When I say I've had a lifetime in leisure, I literally mean a lifetime in leisure. I was born 37 years ago on Wimbledon Common on a travelling fair, and my family travelled the fair up until the age of, I was 12. At that time, my father had noticed the trend of people not visiting the fairgrounds no more, and visiting the seaside to go on more of the fairground rides and stalls. So that's where we moved to. Back in 2014, I noticed the same trend, that people were now not actually visiting the seaside any longer, but staying closer to their areas and going to outlets and shopping centres closer to where they live. And seaside staples such as Sea Life Centre and the bowling alleys and cinemas were really up in the game and moving closer to the city. So trampoline parks is what we decided to have a go at, and Harvey's wife, she see the concept of the US, and there's three of us involved in this. There's Simon Wicker as well, who's ex KPMG, and the three of us got together, and I went out looking for a site, and we found one in Yorkshire, and Harvey and I put it all on the line. We sold our cars, and threw everything we had in to this business. We physically built it with our own hands, and the day we opened, I was working with Tills. Harvey was monitoring on the park, and we had to sleep on the trampolines most nights in the beginning because we couldn't afford the hotel rooms. So we worked hard at it, and the success was almost instant. Our landlord, Land Securities, were over the moon, and we'd done it on a real tight budget because we didn't have any money. But the next site we opened down in Maidstone, then Norwich, Hull, then up to Edinburgh, Glasgow. We'll open Bluewater, which will be our flagship, on the 16th of December, and takes the trampoline park to a whole new level. It's come so far since when we first opened, and now it's almost a crime to call it a trampoline park. There's so much more going on within a Gravity trampoline park. One of the biggest things we do at Gravity is we need to reach out to them all. We can't be this leisure unit without sharing the high footfall that we bring, and the way we do that is we purposely don't have a food offering. We do great coffee, a licensed bar for the mums and dads, and sell snacks. That's it. We then go out onto the mall and we form partnerships with the industry's biggest names, such as Pizza Express, Pizza Hut, Nando's, Arse, and countless more. We currently operate with up to 18 different high street brands, and the idea is that Gravity offer a high-end children's party. So why try and compete with these guys? I can't do chicken better than Nando's. I can't do pizza better than Pizza Express or burgers better than GBK. So these guys deliver this food in, and we sell out their brand on our park. The op shop from this is, for, I'll give you an example, that Pizza Hut Norwich, since Gravity opened its doors, has seen a 40% increase in sales. So we're really trying to make a difference on the Mall, and the reason for this was so the landlord would want us in more centres. 8 parks later, it looked like a good idea.
So you've now got 6 parks open and running. You've got Blue Water that's opening in December this year, and then Milton Keynes will be the next one after that. But your expansion plans look much more beyond that, and you know, you've got the potential to open as many as 100 sites over the next 5 years.
That's great.
Could you talk me through the strategy behind that expansion? So what do you look for in a site? How big does it need to be? What does it need to have in terms of footfall?
Yeah, well, do you know, the UK market now, we there's a lot of parks open in the UK. In fact, there's probably more parks open in the UK than the whole of Europe. We look for high footfall areas. If there's people there with a natural footfall, this is what Gravity is looking for. You know, like you mentioned some of the centres we're opening. You know, we're opening premium shopping centres such as Blue Water, but then leisure schemes such as the Escapes with all leisure that's happening there. Great retail parks with a natural footfall. I've always said I will only open in the best area within a region, because you know the trampoline parks on the industrial estates, they trade great right up until a Gravity park's open in a high footfall destination, and it's like turning the tap off. And you know these trampoline parks are here to stay, but only in the high footfall destinations. I think the half day excursion is a future of the trampoline parks, and the trampoline parks can bring this to the Mall. Typically, a Gravity trampoline parks requires between 15,000 square feet and 30,000 square feet, and eaves heights of 5.2 meters. And the higher the better. You know, like I say, we incorporate so much more now: Gravity Rocks, urban climbing, ninja parks. We have obstacle courses, reaction walls, the fitness classes where you can burn 700 calories an hour. Disability sessions. It's endless. You know, our age range really is from 18 month old up to 85, 90 years of age. We can get 4 generations of one family on. So it really is great to have such a wide demographic to pull from. But also, you know, we aim at families. This is, we open on malls and family areas. Let's target the family and give them a day out.
So you've got a big, that's what you're looking for in a site, and you rely on high footfall. That's what you want when you're looking at a site. But what is it that your trampoline parks can offer to landlords in return?
Look, it speaks for itself. I think if a retail doesn't have a leisure element included in it at the moment, it's going to struggle. We've got the big two, the cinema and bowling, which have stood the test of time, but actually adding an element of fitness and creativity or something that the family can actually do together, and actually put the mobile phones away for an hour and physically do some exercise is key. It is key to attracting a family to the centre. You know, they come and bounce, and from there they often go out to eat or drink or pass a shop. It's a reason to go to your centre. It's a reason for the kids. Let's go trampolining, and you know, it's a day out. It really is the after excursion. So we offer that, and we offer a partnership with existing tenants. You know, we can we can keep your food operators happy and work together under one roof. You know, we've got to get the customer, you know, going through. It's got to go through retail, the restaurants and the leisure seamlessly, as if the centre is one entity.
And if that's what you're offering to landlords, there's clear benefits from having you in their schemes. But I think that's something that a lot of retail landlords are cottoning onto at the moment, that they need to have other drivers of footfall to get the dwell time, other than just getting people to go there to go to the shops. And you're running trampoline parks, but there have been other models out there as well. Who would you say your biggest competitors are?
Well, there's a few competitors out there doing this, and I think the day of the single operator, I think that day's gone. You know, up until this point, if you had £1 million in a shed, you could open a trampoline park. You know, my business partner Harvey is sat on a steering group to create a British standard to ensure that the parks operate safely. And it is imperative that the centre partner up with the right operator, because if they have an operator that is cutting corners, an operator that doesn't operate to the correct standards, it can be dangerous. And you know, we've set standards, we've set the fact that you should have one member of staff to 20 customers. We operate 1 to 15. It's important that all your equipment is standardised. They should be a first aider on site at all times, but you know, we have all our staff first aid trained. We have to go to this next level, and we can't do all these sites, but it's so important that the landlords are asking the right questions of the people they're bringing in, because this, you know, we're in this for the long term. You know, we signed 10-15 year leases. We're not in this for a short game. Trampoline parks are here to stay. But the customer, and more to the point, the health and safety executives and the insurance companies now know the difference between a good operator and a bad operator. And the last thing you guys need is a bad operator.
And other than that health and safety element, what do you think it is that sets you apart from other operators? I mean, particularly with regards to your background, perhaps the extra experience and exposure that you've had to the leisure world.
Yeah, look, I mean, our parks speak for themselves. We are bright, colourful. We are aimed at the family market. Most parks, they aim themselves at the parkour teenager style. Well, the last thing you guys in the centres want is teenagers jumping across, you know, benches and running up Zara's windows. So we really aim and cater for the family the whole day out, and you know, we have the best fit out on the market. You know, we spend a lot of money on a fit out, because this is we're here for a long term.
What would you say the biggest challenges are in the leisure market at the moment?
In the trampoline market or the leisure market?
In the leisure market.
I think it's getting families to interact together. You know, it's very easy to throw the teenagers off to the cinema, or mum goes out to the gym, dad goes down the pub. So to find something where they can all do together, it's very important to have that family time, that interaction. You know, the days of sitting around the dinner table, they're gone. So let's get these guys out doing something together and then going off for dinner at a restaurant. So getting the family out together is probably the key challenge for leisure at the moment.
Michael, thank you very much for speaking to the EG.
My pleasure. Thank you.